At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
One final segment here, live from Ruhlman Steakhouse, just south side of the highway, Highway 6, Central Ashland. It's been a fun time. We've had steak, we've had bread, we have, also, we didn't mention, we got the seasoning. Oh. This has Chef John Bent, it's got his face on it, his picture, look at this.
He's very handsome.
Ruhlman Steakhouse, Chef John Benton, this is the garlic hickory seasoning.
Garlic hickory.
You got your own logo. That's incredible.
I'm at the age where if anyone just gives me seasoning for like a birthday or Christmas, it's the best gift I'm going to get.
Yeah, I'm using
it. I just have like a cabinet full of seasoning. I get excited anytime you make something, you're going through there and you're like, oh, I forgot I have lemon pepper. I have this.
Noted.
It's
you're
great.
Easy to buy for.
Yes.
Buy them seasoning.
Yeah. Seasoning. Yes.
Yeah, you brought a seasoning, and I still use it.
Yes, I did get you seasoning.
It's the chicken stuff.
Yes.
Chicken scratch.
That's simple. That.
Real quick on Ruhlman's here, and we're on the south side
of Highway 6.
Highway 6 is that no reservations, right, Phil, John? Right now you can just roll in here, and guess what? Honestly, when you get here, you hope there's no seats available. You want to be able to go outside and sit on the patio, maybe have a drink at the bar. It's an event. It's an event.
That's
when you come here, you want
to
be for a long time. What upsets me the most, you walk in, yeah, I got a table for you right now. I go, we don't want a table right now. I'd like to hang out up here for a little bit and then sit down. But right now, they're taking no reservations, so you're getting in. You're getting in.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're noting that right now. If they have a table for you, they will hold off.
They will hold off, yeah. Yes. Or I'd let somebody else undercut me. Go ahead. Let them go. Let them go. Look at that.
Yeah, this is
– Mention the ticket when you come here. Mention
please,
the ticket.
Please, say you heard it on the ticket.
Heard it on the ticket.
We got a lot of people on the text line saying, I can't wait to stop by. This sounds amazing. Look forward to my first visit to Ruhlman.
Wait until they smell it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You just walk in outside.
Yeah. When you park, it's amazing.
Big advice would be when you pull up, stand out in the parking lot for a while. Stand out there. Do not come in.
Just breathe it
Do
in.
Do not come in. Do not come in for a while.
It would be an odd picture.
It would be just
the Ruhlman family.
For Ruhlman family. Just
a lot of people standing
outside.
Yeah. Eyes closing.
Yeah. Just, it's like Zen. Bring some yoga mats. Sit in the parking lot.
This is the precursor to going
I'll tell
in.
You, Saturday morning yoga.
Yes.
Just for just people hanging out to bring in the water.
Another sales pitch. I mean, think about that little drive we made. It's a pleasant drive.
It was pleasant.
From Lincoln, right down 6.
Yes. Oh, it's so easy. Yeah,
so easy. There's not ever a lot of traffic on 6. I will come down here on my Harley. It's a great ride. I'll be here.
This doesn't happen often, but my life changed today.
Did it?
Phil, John, my life changed today.
Phil Ruhlman. Look what you've done in a positive way.
My life has changed today for the better.
Phil Ruhlman, John Benton.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having
me. It's been a great time. Last thing, Schaefer, before we get out of here.
Yeah, let's Schaefer. Come on,
yes.
Schaefer.
Sports.
Schaefer, you've got to earn your money.
You're
the voice of the Huskers.
Anything on your radar recruiting-wise coming up here for Nebraska?
Yes. Not necessarily any notable individual player or anything like that. I think the biggest thing right now is the way things are set up. Nebraska is going to have a massive visit weekend for Colorado. That game just continues to build upon itself. I would look for 30, 40, 50. I don't know. As many as they want to bring in for a game day visit. And we're talking top players from the region, maybe some guys coming from out of state. I know Michael Terry III, probably their biggest remaining 2025 target besides Christian Jones, talking about being here for that weekend. You've got top guys in 26, 27 planning on being here that weekend. That Colorado game, which seems like it can't get any bigger, I mean, they're going to have a massive, massive opportunity to sell their program that weekend.
Michael Terry, what's your read on Michael Terry?
I mean, it's Texas, Nebraska, Oregon, not necessarily that order. I think Oregon's probably the team to beat. In most recruitments they find themselves in. Nebraska's done a really nice job, though. They were one of the first teams, like Oregon, to offer Michael Terry. They've done a really good job recruiting him throughout. Getting him back up here in July reset the recruitment. I think it was pretty much just Texas, Oregon at that point, getting that last visit right before the dead period sort of restarted things with Nebraska. And I wouldn't say put him on even with Texas and Oregon, but they're at least in that conversation now. You get them back here for that Colorado game. Mm-hmm. And if Dylan Raiola looks good, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the other thing about this whole conversation. If Dylan Raiola goes and plays well, Nebraska's going to be able to recruit out of the transfer portal, recruit at the high school level, because they're going to have a quarterback people are going to want to play with.
Hey, Jake, Michael Terry, think Debo Samuel, right? Debo Samuel?
I don't think Debo Samuel.
What do you think?
What do
you think, Mike?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know how I would describe him because he's big enough. I mean, Oregon at one point was talking to him about playing tight end. I don't think of Debo Samuel.
No, Debo's not that big.
But he is what you mean, though, is he's sort of a do-everything athlete.
Yeah, that's what
Like, some schools talk to him about quarterback. Some talked about running back. He's just got one of those bodies and builds. He can play a lot of offensive positions and do it at a high level.
Jake, I've got something.
Yes, Bill.
In recruiting.
Yeah. Okay.
So last year this game was a noon kickoff, 11 a.m. kickoff. Mm-hmm. It was a noon Eastern. So was it 10 a.m.?
It was 10 a.m. local.
10 a.m. local.
In Colorado, yeah.
In Boulder.
So if that would have been one of those big noon games here, that's horrific
for not great for recruiting.
It's horrible.
So that 6:30 kick is fantastic.
They can't get there. You can't get there. Most high school coaches have their kids come in on Saturday morning or even that. But just the distance. If you're coming from Kansas City and you got to be at a game at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and you want to be there well ahead of the game because after the game's not the time. Mm-hmm. That's not when the recruiting main part happens. It happens before the game.
Okay.
So you're trying to get – so let's get up at 5 a.m. to try to get up there. So this being a night game is huge. But in general, it kills recruiting, the 11 o'clock
kick. So I got a question for the coach. You'd be alarmed by what I don't know. The recruiting process, not much occurs after a game. They don't bring the kids up there.
No, there's some things that go on. Depends on the recruit. So there's going to be, like I said, there will be the who's who list for this game. And I don't have the inside, but Chase can tell you.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of people that are just hoping that things work out or just they're there. And they're not – you don't all of a sudden have 60 guys up in the – whatever, but the top guys will be in the locker room after the game. The top guys will be up to see after that is over. But no, that's not how it works. But that night game is so critical for recruiting. It's a really, really big deal. But there's just a difference. You can't – and there are certain players, that's your key focus, and that's where you make sure you don't screw that up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't screw up your key focus on those main guys. And it won't happen with Schaefer.
Do we
Schaefer
still have a little bit of time? I got a question for Bill as well.
Absolutely.
So when you have these big games, like that Colorado game, it's obviously, you know, Nebraska has to focus on that from a coaching aspect, but you also have the big visit weekend. How does a coach divvy up his time on a game day to try to get that all in?
Game day. It's all about game day. It's win the game. Win the game. Get that part done. You'll have a chance to do a couple things. If you see, you know, let's say they might, some of those top recruits might be by the hotel or be someplace, wherever you're going to see them. You want to, yes. So usually when you get to the stadium, they're all there, and you rush right down to the indoor or something as a coach. Okay. You go down and you find who's there. That's why you want them there early. And you work around, you talk to everyone, and then you're going like, listen, I got to go. I got a game to coach, and that's where it's at. And then afterwards, it's always going to be – usually they disperse. For the most part, there are people – that game's over. It's going to be 10 or 10:30 at night, and they're headed back. So there's not a bunch of afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is right now during this time – like I said, the unofficials, if I'm correct on this, will all have to – everyone, if they're coming unofficial, all have to be at the stadium is where they'll have to be.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an official recruit, then they would be able to be at the team hotel function.
Yep.
So you could see them maybe at breakfast or sometime like that to be able to do. But you do one thing. You want to get the recruit, win the game. Just like that. Mm-hmm. You have some games. You guys talked about it. Ooh. Was it a couple years ago? Ohio State came here, game day. Then
So 2019.
You don't want to.
What was that score, Jake?
48-7.
That was good.
So what you want, win the game. So your focus still, if I'm a head coach, it's like, win the game. But you still go around, you see them ahead of time, you do your due diligence. At LSU, and I'm sure they do it at Nebraska also, was that they'd all be on the sideline.
Yep.
They'd bring them out for warm-ups. So if you had a little bit of moment where you weren't working your guys, say you're out there early and your group hasn't come out, you're over there talking, then someone will be out like at the 50-yard line. So you go talk to them during that time. But when your group comes out, it's not kind of like, hey, you warm them up. No. You get your guys ready to play.
Right.
Win the game.
Great stuff, Bill.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm serious. That's interesting. I don't know all that.
Right.
This is heaven. We're in heaven today.
Yes. We're going to wrap this up again. We are live.
Phil invented Gallup, and now he's changed my life, him and John.
Steak and seasoning. Don't forget the seasoning.
Seasoning.
With John Benton's face on it.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
And a 14-piece
he has his own logo.
Going in the cabinet.
John, you should be very proud of it.
Yes. The picture's incredible.
Your food's incredible, and the seasoning, I'm sure, is delightful as well.
Get out here. Mention the ticket.
Yes. Again, we're live at Ruhlman Steakhouse. It's been a fun morning for us here.
Real fun.
South side of Highway 6, center of Ashland. They also have a Runza nearby.
We can come back tomorrow. I'm free tomorrow if we want to come back.
Brian over here as well.
Bring your cooler.
Yeah, bring my cooler here.
And thank you again to Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau for making this possible for Mike Schaefer. 402-217-9945. Call him for all your insurance needs. That is it for us. For Mike Schaefer, Steve Sippel, and Bill Bush, I'm Jake Sorensen. The Drive is next. See ya.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.